Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The American people are smart, and Kamala Harris talks to them like they're children. She repeats these ridiculous platitudes where if you actually think about what she said, you realize that it doesn't make any sense. She talks a lot about her plans, but then her plans, when you analyze the substance, don't make any sense. And more importantly, John, the American people don't get fed on plans. She has been the vice president for 3.5 years. What she can't do, refuses to do, and has no ability to do is to say, okay, I accomplished lower prices because she didn't, or I accomplished lower housing prices because she didn't, or I secured the southern border because she didn't do that. She has all failed, right, as vice president, and the fundamental question is, do we want to give her a promotion? I think the answer has to be no, John.
J.D. Vance answering a question, I think that was from ABC last night, and it was amazing to see how that question was prefaced with a bunch of things that Donald Trump has said prior to the debate about Kamala Harris, and he was like, is that what you've seen? Is that what you saw from Kamala Harris tonight? And J.D. Vance brought it right back to the American people, which is what needs to be done. The American people need to be at the epicenter of this conversation. I don't know if that's how the debate last night really ended up going. Let's talk, ask our friend Roy Murdoch about it, who joins us once again. He's a nationally syndicated columnist and a Fox News contributor. Roy, we've made it another week. The debate last night, how'd you feel about it?
Annie, great to speak with you. I thought the debate, a couple reactions. One was the moderators, as I imagine you may have mentioned to your audience already, they fact-checked Trump 5 times. They fact-checed Kamala Harris 0 times, even though she had quite a few things she said that deserved to be fact-checked. So I would say that they were putting their thumbs, if not their hands or elbows, on the scale. I wish they had behaved like Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, the CNN debate. I thought, even though those two are not fans of Donald J. Trump, they were much, much more even-handed. I thought that was quite a fair debate. I was pleasantly surprised at how they carried themselves. But aside from that, I thought Kamala Harris, I think she benefited from low expectations. A lot of people thought that she'd get up and, you know, in such a setting where she had to talk that long, she would start giggling and serving word salads and all that. I thought she was quite coherent. She was tough. She was focused. She obviously, the debate camp did paid good dividends for her. And you know, Trump certainly had, had moments where he was able to get his points across, but I think, unfortunately, he bit into every baited hook that she threw into the water and that the moderators did as well, and he ended up getting into discussions about, to a degree, her racial background and then the size of the crowd sizes, rallies, or how long people stick around as rallies if they leave early, and a lot of things that are just, irrelevant. And I really wish he'd mentioned a number of his own policy positions. For example, he's talked about no tax on tips. I think it's a great idea. And whether you like it or dislike it, it's one of the big ideas he's come up with. He didn't mention it at this debate or the previous debate. He also has proposed having no taxes on Social Security benefits. I'm sure a lot of the senior citizens who get Social Security benefits would have been intrigued to learn about Trump's wish that their tax, that their Social Security benefits not be taxed. He didn't mention that. And I think the one big thing that he should have done that he didn't was just very simply at some point, I think at the end of his closing argument, he should have said, ask everyone who's watched this debate, you know, whether you like or dislike what you've heard so far, sit down in a hard chair and ask yourself this question. Are you better off now under Kamala Harris than you were under the presidency of Donald J. Trump? And if you're better off now under Kamala Harris, maybe she's the candidate you want to back. And if you think you were better off under Donald J. Trump, Trump's presidency, when Trump was in the White House, with lower inflation, higher affordability, cheaper gas, cheaper food, lower interest rates, peace through strength, a calm Middle East rather than explosive Middle East, Ukraine inside Ukraine's borders, Russia within Russia's borders, no war in Europe, and much more under control, if not closed, U.S. border, and a much lower crime rate than you see today. If you think things were better off back then your choice is simple. Donald J. Trump, please put him back in the White House, and I will make America great again.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a perfect closing argument. Instead, we got a very negative description of how terrible things are in America today, and they are. But he should have said, and the answer to that is me and my program, and here it is. So I think there were multiple missed opportunities for Trump, unfortunately. And Kamala Harris came forward, I think, thought with a much stronger performance than I think anybody expected.
Yeah, I do. I think you said that correctly when you mentioned the low expectations that she had. I think she definitely exceeded the lowest of low expectations that many had set out for her. You know, I think there are a lot of opportunities that a lot of us watching wish that Donald Trump would have taken. And I think I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, too. If you understood that you were playing in a tilted challenge and a tilted game, you would be like, we all would be mad in that mm-hmm. instance. And in Donald Trump, everywhere he goes, the situation is always tilted against him. So I think that it's understandable why he's frustrated. You just need him to rise above. People looking at Kamala Harris, though, there was a lot of stuff out there saying, oh, she needs to introduce herself. I mean, I don't know how many times we have to be introduced to the vice president of the United States, but last night was another opportunity. I don't really know what you walk away from last night with regarding Kamala Harris, where you're like, well, I did not know that about her. That's really interesting. I don't know that she had that moment either.
I'm not sure she had that, but, I'm always amazed, or recently amazed, I should say, by her rhetoric. You know, she says things like, I want to have an opportunity economy. Right after the debate, she had a rally, whatever, with her, cheering section with her fans in, the hotel room or her hotel, what have you. She stood in front of a big banner and said, freedom, 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 freedom. I mean, usually the Republicans talk about freedom and the Democrats talk about justice. We talk about opportunity. They talk about equality or equity these days. So she's really kind of almost impersonating Marsha Blackburn or something like this. She's, you know, this great conservative leader of ours. And it's remarkable to me that she's been able to use that kind of rhetoric, run away from her previous beliefs and not things she believed in college. And maybe she's grown up and she's abandoned. We're talking about position she had in 2019 and 2020. And then, you know, suddenly I guess we're supposed to believe that over the last 4 years she's been, you know, reading, Conscience of a Conservative and The Road to Serfdom and the Wall Street Journal editorial page. And she's suddenly turned into this great, free market, limited government libertarian. I mean, it's one of the greatest dramatic performances I've seen. It's almost, worthy of Meryl Streep's thespian skills. The question is she going to get away with it? And I think if it's up to Trump over the next 55 or so days to make the case that this woman is not just a Democrat or a liberal Democrat. I think she's, frankly, a neo-Marxist, hardest left person ever to run for president of the United States. And there's great evidence of this in terms of her previous positions, her behavior as President of the United States, and you know, the fact that she's flip-flopped on every issue from Medicare for all to whether or not we're going to ban plastic straws. It's hard to believe that, you know, okay, maybe she took a look at the medical industry and decided, you know, Medicare for all just goes too far. It's not going to work. Okay, maybe she's learned something. She's changed one or two positions. But she's going to change everything from the Green New Deal all the way down to plastic straws. It says to me, I think Bernie Sanders, you know, kind of gave away the store on this. And he said, didn't say, look, she's obviously changed her philosophy. He said, I don't think she's abandoning her ideas. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election. And so I think she's just impersonating a moderate Democrat now. And if, God forbid, she gets elected on November 5, she's going to have another epiphany, probably right about January 20th. And all of a sudden she'll say, wow, all those ideas I had in 2019, I think are pretty good ideas. And she's going to flip-flop and then flip back again to where she was. And we're not going to get the middle-of-the-road Democrat she's portraying now. We're going to get the hardcore San Francisco Democrat, which she is. And, you know, I think 6 months into a Biden, 6 months into a Kamala Harris presidency, we're all going to be missing Joe Biden and saying, can't we please bring back the moderate, middle-of-the-road Joe Biden, who, you know, at least was a socialist, but not a full-blown Marxist, full-blown, you know, almost Marxist-Leninist. So I think people need to focus on that. And I'd urge you and all of the listeners, everyone hearing our voices today, go out and talk to your friends, neighbors, loved ones, coworkers, et cetera, and make the case that Kamala Harris is still a left-wing Democrat with a lot of terrible ideas that will take a country that's kind of weak and wobbly now and really throw us down into the abyss.
Yeah, I really do feel like after last night, I wanted to be more refreshed and more excited about what was lying ahead for Donald Trump. I didn't feel that, but I don't really totally feel like anything else really changed in the race so far. So maybe a missed opportunity, but not a game-ending situation for either candidate, I suppose. DeRoy, before I let you go, I know that you're a New Yorker, and I know that you have, I think you've shared your story, your September 11th story with us before, and I was wondering if you could do that again and talk to us about your experience on this day in 2001.
Well, it's hard to believe it's been 23 years since this happened, but I remember very well how things unfolded. I got up in the morning early because I had a trip to, I forget where I was flying, but I was going to hop on a plane that afternoon, and I was going to finish up an op-ed piece before I left. So I was sitting on my balcony on a gorgeous day. It was sunny, the sapphire skies. I'm not sure I've ever seen as blue a sky here in New York before or since. And I was editing this piece on a nice, you know, nice warm breeze, and I hear a big roaring sound. I look up, and I see an American Airlines jet flying over my building, very low. I'd say about 1,000 feet, maybe. And it was, the roar was so loud it set off car alarms on the street. So I thought, oh, this is not good. I figured maybe the pilot had his hydraulics blow out or his navigational gear died or something. I figured he was probably trying to head towards Newark Airport, which is in the direction he was flying. But I figured he's so low, he's probably not going to make it. I thought this guy's probably going to crash the jet into Washington Square Park, and you know, everyone on board will be dead, but it would reduce fatalities on the ground. And so I kind of braced for a big explosion. Well, I didn't hear it, and I figured, okay, maybe they fixed their problem. And about 5-6 minutes later, I start seeing smoke blowing across to the south. But it wasn't thick black smoke like I would expect out of a plane crash. It was sort of a beige smoke. So I figured maybe someone's cleaning a chimney or something. And about a minute later, the phone rings. I go inside. And a friend of mine is just hysterically saying, I know these people are burning. They're on fire. I was there last week. These people are on fire. They're burning. People at Cantor Fitzgerald, I was there last week. They're on fire. I go, his name is Vance. Calm down, Vance. I don't understand what's going on. He goes, turn on your TV. So I turned on the TV and then saw the North Tower, Tower 1, burning. And then right about that time, the second plane hit. And I thought I was seeing a rerun, instant replay of the first one. And then I realized, oh, that's the second plane. And then I realized, okay, this is not an accident. This is deliberate. And that's when we all realized, okay, America's under attack.
Yeah.
And things just unfolded from there. But that's how my September 11th started. And, you know, I think about it still today. And it's hard to believe that 23 years have passed since that horrifying day where Al-Qaeda brought terror, mayhem, and murder right to Manhattan Island.
DeRoy, what is your emotion? Like, there are a lot of people who had resolve after on September 12th. Like, there was a clarity about what you cared about and what was important after watching all of that happen on that day. you know, if there's a patriotic sense to that, like, is there a way for you?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get to summarize that emotion for you after the fact?
That's a good question. I remember expecting and wanting to be sad because it's such an addition to the horror of the assault. It was such a tragic thing to have happen. But I was more angry. I was so angry. I didn't cry until Friday.
Yeah.
When I was coming back from walking through Washington Square Park, they're having a candlelight vigil. And as I think it was walking home, maybe it was that Thursday. So first I saw those posters, the missing posters that people put on the walls. They were all over the place. And at that point, it wasn't just a building collapsing. It was, you know, human faces of people who I figured were dead. And then came the tears. Up until then, I was enraged that these people had come and attacked our country. I felt the great patriotic pride of seeing the F-16s overhead, which were patrolling. They were just flying overhead nonstop for the first week or so. And I thought to myself, well, you know, here are these, you know, brave men and women, pilots from the Air Force or U.S. Navy pilots, whatever it is, flying overhead to make sure we weren't attacked again. And so there's a great combination of patriotic fervor, gratitude and respect for the American Armed Services, rage that we were attacked, and then eventually, as I say, the tears finally came when I was able to connect human faces with the unbelievable assault that we'd experienced that Tuesday morning. Mm.
Troy, thanks for sharing that with us. It's an incredible firsthand account. We appreciate that. Thanks for being
Absolutely.
With us today. Next week, there
okay.
will be more.
We All right,
will
talk next week.
You.
Okay. Thank you, Annie.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye now.
I remember, I think it might have been last year, it was around September 11th, and he had brought up his experience of feeling the rush of that airplane flying right over him in New York City. And I just thought, oh my gosh, those images of the missing people. If you go to the 9/11 memorial in New York City, they have those images up in that memorial. And I know exactly the kind of emotion that I felt years later in 2019 when I went and experienced that memorial. I can't even imagine what it would be like to experience those within the week that those lives were gone missing. On the Annie Fry YouTube channel, in the description there, I have a link to the YouTube video. I've got about 10-minute video or so of my experience of touring the 9/11 memorial in New York City. And I encourage you to check it out. If you've never seen the inside of the memorial, it's just pretty much the walkthrough. There's not really much talking in it at all. So there's not much for me to play on the air for you, but I might show some of it just on the live stream after the show is over. Let's take a quick break. Tommy Lahren reacts to the debate when we come back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.